Tom Davis, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you've had a pretty remarkable career as an Army veteran and as a Paralympian hand cyclist. Now you're headed to Tokyo this summer to represent Team USA in the 2020 Paralympic Games in hand cycling. So let's just start from the beginning. How did life after the Army lead you to take up hand cycling?
So I was first introduced to a hand cycle as part of my physical therapy when I was still in the hospital. When I went to physical therapy one day, my therapist said, "Hey, I got something I think you'd want to try out." I got on it and I loved it right away.
So this started as something you did for physical therapy. How did hand cycling go from something you use for exercise and rehabilitation to then a passion and then a profession for you?
When I was in the hospital, part of my injuries were, well, my back, both my arms were broken. So it was like developing range of motion back in my arms again, and it'll get me outside and developing physical fitness again. When I got out of the military, my bike sat in our shed for probably 2 years. I was into lifting weights and doing other things. And one day I was lifting weights and I felt like I was praying and I felt like God was telling me, "Hey, get that bike out and start riding it and racing it and do it to glorify me." So walked out of the gym and went and got the bike out and been doing it ever since.
When you picked up hand cycling again after 2 years, was it an immediate love you had for it? How did you foster such a passion that you became one of the best athletes in your field?
Well, immediately it was horrible because I was out of shape and wasn't ready to ride. The first ride, I definitely thought I was going to die. But it's just like anything else. You just got to develop endurance and just keep doing it and keep practicing. And the more I did it, the more I fell in love with it. And I've always been a kind of a person that I just love to go fast. So, the more you train, the faster you get, and it just keeps getting better and better.
You're also a mentor for other athletes. So, as someone who has overcome considerable hardship, what advice do you give to other athletes you mentor?
I do try to mentor other athletes in the sport of hand cycling. It's been great to be able to give them words of wisdom and to help them through situations because when I started in the sport, there wasn't really people that did that, or at least I didn't know the people that would reach out and help you. So having a bad race or trying to figure out how to train right and do all those kind of things, I didn't have anybody. I had to kind of figure everything out on my own. So to be able to help people so they don't make the same mistakes I did and to help them get better and everything. I honestly enjoy that almost as much as racing myself, is just seeing other people succeed and excel. I think the biggest thing that you can do is just talk to them. Being at the highest level of our sport, going to races and just going over and talking to people and saying, "Hey, how's everything going? How's your race going?" And they'll start talking to you and saying, "Hey, this is what I got going on." And then I could say, "Well, this is what happened when I went through that exact same thing. So this is how I handled it. Maybe this is something that you can try."
Yes, and you are competing at such a high level. I'm sure people are interested to hear your advice and what you've been through. And in addition to how you motivate others, what motivates you on a daily basis?
For me, I really try to keep my focus on, I want to do this to glorify God. He gave me the talent and the ability and the opportunities to do this. I want to use that to glorify him. And I want to use it to inspire other people, whether they're cyclists also, or whether it's just somebody that sees me out riding my bike or sees me at a race or something like that. The other thing is I love going fast. I want to get faster. I want to get faster. And, end of the day, I want to win the race.
And that leads to Tokyo this summer. You've qualified in the Paralympic trials. You're on your way to Tokyo. What type of support have you received from friends, family, and members of your community?
It's been overwhelming, actually. The amount of people that have reached out to me on social media, text, interviews, all kinds of things. It's been a little overwhelming, and it's been incredible to see.
We can imagine that level of support and it being overwhelming. I'm curious, in your mind, what is success?
Like a group of us, we get together and we do Bible studies. At races and training camps and stuff like that. And we use the John Wooden's definition of success is doing the very best that you can with the talent and the opportunities that you're given. If that means going to Tokyo and winning a medal, or if it means taking fifth, but I walked away and did the very best that I could, then ultimately that's success.
You talk quite a bit about religion and how that inspires you. Did that become more prevalent in your life after the military and once you got into hand cycling?
It was after, or after I got out of the military, I really, really struggled with being injured and not being able to serve anymore, and losing who I was, losing my identity as being a soldier. And it was really hard for a few years until I finally gave my life to Christ. There's a saying, God closes one door and he opens another. So I feel like that's what he was doing. And he's put me here for now, and then we'll see where it goes.
That really is inspiring how you turned your life around and switched paths. I know you're busy training, so I'm only going to ask you one more question, which is, what does it mean to you to be a member of the Indiana community and represent Team USA this summer?
It's been awesome. I love where I live, and I love the people. They're very supportive. They're very kind. They're always asking me, how's racing going? How's training going? So to be able to go and you know, represent this little corner of, you know, Midwest America, and it's awesome.
Wonderful. And is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah. So if anybody wants to follow me, Facebook and Instagram, Tom Davis Paracycling, or website, tomdavisparacycling.com.
Thank you. Indiana resident Tom Davis is a Team USA Paralympic hand cyclist. Best of luck in Tokyo, Tom, and on your journey. Thank you for being here.
Great. Thank you for having me.